Tēnā koe, ko kei te pēhia I te ata nei?
Tēnā koe, kei te whaia hau.
Okay.
Oh,
tēnā koe. Ture whenua Māori, what kind of response has the changes to the Ture whenua Māori received throughout this consultation process?
Well, we just completed the 19th hui on Saturday in Christchurch. There's one more to come of this last round of 20 hui in Tauranga this Friday. I've been able to get to 9 of them to date, and with the one in Tauranga, that'll be 10. I've had my colleague Calvin Davis attend the two up in your area, and my other colleague Adrian Rudafi attend the two over in Aotea, Whanganui Way. So that will be 14 that we've attended of the 20. What I can tell you is, there's still too much information for landowners to absorb in terms of the proposed changes. I don't believe that they've got a wide cross-section of landowners at these hui. Some have been like barely 20, 30 people, and the most have been about 120, 130. There's just too much information for the landowners to absorb in terms of the changes, what those implications mean to them, whether the changes are actually going to benefit them. And really, they've only got an hour to ask the officials or raise any particular concerns. And as we know, Māori whenua is very, very complex. It's about relationships. It's about one's mana whenua. From my view, I don't believe that the minister or his officials have been able to sell or to honestly be actively engaged with Māori landowners in this round. Mm.
In your opinion, have the concerns of those who have attended these, have they been heard, or are they, because of the short time frame, is it a little bit like you're not really going to get a chance to talk?
Clearly you can't cover all the concerns in 1 hour. It's just not impossible. So those that have asked questions, one, because the format is a two-hour session, essentially. The officials, or when the minister turns up, they take the first hour and then they throw open the questions. Now, you know, I've worked with our people across the mutu on a whole lot of things. Trying to constrain your people in 1 hour to ask direct questions is a can't do for a lot of our people, because they want to share their story. They want to share a particular example, and they do it through stories, and then in a way say, well, will this bill address that? There were a whole lot of concerns around the role of Te Tumu Paero and the administration of a lot of our land that unfortunately this bill doesn't take care of. There was a lot of concerns around the relationship with other legislation, i.e. the Public Works Act, the Local Government Act, around ratings particularly, which was also, this act doesn't actually go far enough as far as Public Works Act, the Māori Trustees Act, for example. So there was a lot of confusion around what this particular bill addresses as opposed to the situations facing many of our landowners. There was also issues around the role of the so-called Māori Land Service, who was going to set it up, how is it going to work, how will they really help Māori landowners, and there was not a lot of information coming forth on that, i.e. it's still in design mode. There was a lot of concern around the commercialisation of our whenua versus our cultural inheritance, for example, and getting the balance right. That wasn't answered. So there was a lot of genuine questions coming off the floor that this bill does not address, or there's not enough information around these proposed changes for people, like I say, to make an informed decision.
Mm. How can our whanaunga get the answers to these questions? Do we need to keep turning up to all these hui putai te motu to get an answer? Or how can we find answers to these questions that are quite... They're pretty big burdens on the shoulders of those that are... that are trying to hold on to this whenua for our whakatupuranga.
Aye. So from where I'm sitting, we've got those that are obviously got governance structures over their whenua, i.e. either land trusts or corporations. I've got concerns around the motivation for why people are pushing through this bill, because you'll start seeing that the economic sort of agenda of Māori whenua comes right through this bill. in the sense that even some of the Māori, some of the assets that Māori land and corporations have acquired over managing this land, i.e. they've bought some general title or they've accumulated some assets, they want that part of the trust administered away from the Māori Land Court. And as you well know, we all have rights to go through the Māori Land Court if we feel that our trust isn't doing what it's supposed to do. But in this proposed bill, they want to ring-fence that away from the Māori Land Court and take it to the High Court, which means you and I, who are beneficiaries of a particular land trust, if we have concerns with that land trust and how it's operated, where they're investing its money, why they're not employing our own people, we have to file a claim through the High Court. And I actually oppose that. And so we have travelled and listened to the questions and the answers provided. It gives me grave concerns. So what can our whānau do? They say right submission, but Te Ruru told us at the Gisborne Hui, he's got the numbers in the House. He actually said at that hui he has 59 National MP voters and 2 Māori Party. He only needs 61 to get this bill through. What can our whānau do? Definitely as a starting point, and I can't guarantee this will go anywhere, but they need to write submissions to the Minister about their views on this changes, whether they want it, don't want it, or it's going too fast, or to tie hoa. That's something that I'd really encourage them to do. An email and send it out to your local MP as well as the Minister, so we've got a record of whānau registering their concerns. That's one way. I've got a letter, an open letter to the Minister asking him to tie hoa. That's on my website. So if people want to get on there and sign it, at last count I had over 2,000 signatures there. My plan is to present it in Parliament, so it's tabled as a reflection of Māori landowners, say, on this piece of legislation. There are a number of ways. All I'm saying is we need people's concerns registered in a format that's discoverable. So I'm saying letters, emails, sign my open petition, or go and see your local MP. Just say, look, we don't want a bar of this, or whatever they want to do. I'm really clear on the travels that I've gone around the Minister, and this government has not received the sort of support levels from Māori landowners that I think he should before he introduces this bill.
Thank you. Now, we're almost out of time, but do you have a kōrero whakamutunga for our listeners? Because I know that this is something that that really affects all Māori, because whenua is so important to all of us. So do you have a kōrero whakamutunga for those that are listening today?
Aye, absolutely. I think our people need to hold both the chair people of our runangas, the chair people of our land trust, our own people, because it's our own people in the background that seem to be faceless and nameless that are really encouraging these proposals. Now's the time for those ones that support it to come out. And I'm saying these people because they seem to have the ear of this government, either the Iwi Leaders Forum or those that are on large land trusts. If they don't support the proposals, they need to come out and go to bat for our people. You know, that's what's driving me in these in this round, is speaking out against it, doing the open letter. But it's a big take, like you said. And so to the whānau listening, I would encourage them to make calls or go and visit the chairs of their particular land trust, and like I said, runanga, and make it really clear that they don't want a bar of this, and for them to stand up and defend the wishes of the people that they say they represent.
Tēnā koe, ko. Thank you for the mahi that you do for our people, and the mahi that you're put into this part of the Tere Whenua Act, and we really appreciate you finding the time to have a kōrero with us and breaking some of that stuff down so that our whānau at home know what's going on.
Kia ora, mō tēnā. Any time for te hiku. Te hiku, ngā mihi ki au koe, ki au koutou katoa. Ngā mihi,
noho ora mai. A kia ora e te whānau, ko tērā te reo kōrero me ka whaitiri. He mema pare mata mo te roa pūrei, pai kōrero ana mo tēnei mea te ture whenua Māori.